The following program is sponsored in part by friends and partners of Jensen Franklin Media Ministries.
God says, in every season that you're in, I will release the resources to do my will. And he said, I'll do it by the hand of man, and I'll do it by the hand of God.
Your voice and give him a shout of praise. Thank him for the blood. Thank him for the blood. Thank him for the blood. Oh, I praise you, Jesus. Bless your name. Bless your name. Bless your name. Woo! That song blesses me. This is not about performance or earning. You can lay your shame aside. You can lay your condemnation aside, you can lay your guilt aside, and you can come through a torn veil and a bloody trail right into the Holy of Holies and say, that's why you died. I need it. I need you to wash me. I need you to cleanse me. I need you to forgive me. You may be seated. Woo! It feels like a revival's going on right now. I'm excited. Hallelujah. If you have your Bibles, I want you to open them with me to the book of Genesis chapter 45. Let's go to Genesis chapter 45. I want you to know that this message that I'm going to preach, when the Lord gave it to me, I'm amazed sometimes when I go back and find old notes. This one goes back about a decade or so, probably more than that, but the best that I could trace it. And I didn't really know what I was talking about in some of the things I did. I had experienced it, but I had no idea how God would perform what I'm going to preach to you today on the other side of. And early this morning, I felt like the Lord really touched my heart to say this at the beginning of this message. I'm going to preach on four ways God will provide. Four ways God will provide for you. And I heard the Lord deep in my spirit, not in an audible voice, but deep in my soul, say that these four waves are about to hit this ministry and the people of this ministry. Online, wherever you are, if you're affiliated with this ministry, I believe these four waves that I'm about to speak are going to hit you in powerful ways. And it's one thing to think it and know it and have an inspired thought. It's another thing to think, oh my God, he's done that. I have faith for that for your life today. Look with me in Genesis 45. I'll begin with the famous verse, verse 5. But now, do not therefore be grieved or angry with yourselves. This is Joseph talking to his brothers. because you sold me here. For God sent me before you to preserve your life. Verse 7, and God sent me before you to preserve a posterity for you in the earth and to save your lives by a great deliverance. One more time, he says it in verse 11. Therefore, I, Joseph, will provide for you and your household all you have come to poverty, for that lest you come to poverty, for there is still 5 years of famine. So there are four ways that God will provide for us, and they're found so easily in the scriptures. The first way that God provides for you, if you're taking notes, is through the hand of man. That's exactly what happened in this text. The Bible said that Joseph was talking to his brothers who had hurt him, his brothers who had thrown him in a pit and stolen his birthright. And then he turns around and he says to them, you meant it for my evil. I'm not bitter. I'm not offended. I'm not angry. You meant it for my evil. But I see how God used what you put me through for my good. I wouldn't be where I am today. Well, where was he? Where was he? Let's talk about that for just 1 minute. He was working, the right-hand man, he was working in Egypt. He was a Jew, but he was in Egypt. And Pharaoh at that time, history records, was the wealthiest man in the world. He owned the most real estate in the world. He had the mightiest army in the world. He was the most powerful Pharaoh on the planet. And guess what he did? He turned the keys over of his wealth to a Jew. This Egyptian Pharaoh gave the whole kingdom and its wealth to be controlled by this boy named Joseph. And Joseph then in return says to his own brothers who had done him wrong, don't be afraid. I'm not going to hurt you now that I'm on this side of the blessing of God. I wept, I cried, I went through hell. You lied on me. I went through 13 years of imprisonment. I went through so many bad things, but I came out without a bitter spirit, and God has blessed me. And now he says to those same brothers, God bless me so I could provide for you. And you know what he did? The Bible said he told them, go get your families. I'm giving every one of you a ranch. Every one of you are going to get your own acreage and everything in Goshen, the richest farmland in the world. I'm giving it to you. The first way that God will provide is through the hands of men. That's why Luke chapter 6 says, give and it shall be given unto you, pressed down, shaken together, running over. And here's the key to that verse, shall men. Shall men. God says, I will cause men to give to you. And with the same measure you give, the same measure it will be given to you. You know, Elijah, the Bible said, was in a famine, and God told him to go to a river, and God sent a raven to feed him. Ravens don't deliver food, they eat it. But God changed the nature of that, and it was a raven, and that was considered a dirty bird. God changed the nature of a dirty bird to bring the prophet a piece of meat and bread 2 times a day for 3.5 years. And God said, when I start to use people in your life, I'm going to throw this in there, don't get too picky. Don't get too fussy about who he uses. He said, I'm going to use men, and he might use dirty birds to supply your needs. He might use people who are, but what happens to us is we get so snooty and get so self-righteous and get so full of our own selves that we act like we're too good to associate with people. But you don't know that people are watching you right now that are capable of greatly blessing you. You have no idea what God is doing. And when you obey him and you have the favor and the blessing of the Lord on your life, God says, I'll cause men. And not all of them will be saved. Some of them will be dirty birds. word. Some of them will be used to, they'll probably give it to you with a big old cigar in their mouth and a cuss word or two. But take it and say, praise the Lord. I just want to say, I don't care how God blesses me. Any way you bless me, I'll be satisfied. And I know what I'll do with it. I don't know what they'll do with it, but I'm going to do something good with it. Say amen, somebody. How many of you are willing to let God bless you through the hands of man? I want you to claim this promise. I want you to say out loud, God will provide for me through the hand of man. In other words, I wrote these words many, many years ago. Kingdom connections are coming. In other words, power relationships. What's a power relationship? It's somebody who has already achieved what you're trying to achieve. They've already gone to a level that you want to get to. And when God wants to bless you, He'll send power relationships in your life that those people just like you. You just, I don't know why it is, they connect with you and they bring you up. They could have the other people try to kissy-kissy to get to them, but for some reason, God raises them up in your life, and it's just an easy, effortless relationship. You don't have to work at it. God's got it because He says, I give power relationships. But in Luke chapter 6 and verse 38, when He said, men will give to you, what He's saying is, I'll put favor on you. Do you know that the Bible said in the book of Genesis that when God blessed Jacob, He gave him power with God and favor with men? And do you know that the Bible said in Luke chapter 2 and verse 52 that Jesus grew in favor and in wisdom with God and man? Everybody say God and man. That's how God does it. He just puts His favor on you. He just causes you to stand out in somebody's heart, in somebody's mind. And sometimes all we do is think about, well, where's my hands of man at? But you ought to get to a place at some point where you just don't think about who's going to bless me, but I want to be those hands. I want to be the one that finds that single mother or that waitress in the restaurant or that person, you know, that's really struggling and going through. And I want to be so blessed that if God whispers, give them $1,000 or do something unusual for them, bless them and buy them Christmas. I want to be that kind of person. I want to be the hands that help feed the hungry and clothe the poor and reach out to the prisoners and those who can't help themselves. Oh, hallelujah. It's more blessed to give than it is to receive. Make my hands the hands of man that help those who are broken and hurting and in need. Clap your hands if you've ever had God to put a man or a woman in your life. Elijah was starving, was going to starve to death. And God said, go to Zarephath. 1 Kings 17, I've commanded a widow woman there to sustain you. He said, I'm going to provide for you. And she was eating, cooking her last meal. And he said, make me a cake first. And that woman, no wonder the devil doesn't want you to hear about what God does when you obey Him in your finances and in your giving. Because if I were the devil, I wouldn't want you to learn either. She sowed one meal and God fed her for 3.5 years. The barrel did not run dry. It kept reproducing and multiplying. The same God that takes 3 loaves and 2 fish and multiplies it and breaks it and says, I'll make it exceedingly abundantly above all you could ask or think. He's your God, and the scripture said that He will use men to give unto you. They'll give you jobs. They'll open doors for you. They'll notice. They'll invest in you. He knows how to cause men to give unto you. Secondly, the second way that God provides is through the hands of God. He uses the hands of men, and then there are supernatural blessings. Let me tell you what I mean.
When Joseph took care of those families for years and years and years, they were on the blessing train and they didn't have to worry about anything. And Joseph was the source, and really Pharaoh was the source. God used the hands of man to take care of them. But the Bible said, and there arose another Pharaoh after he died that knew not Joseph nor his God. And everything changed, and suddenly all the resources that they had put their hope and faith in, it was taken out of their life. Now, I want to encourage somebody that when you lose a contract, when a big financial situation walks out of your life, it's a teaching moment that you need to learn this point. God uses man's hands, but God is real touchy about when you start looking to anybody more than Him as your source. And there will be people that God will send, and they will bless you in amazing ways, but they are not your source. And when man gives to you, be thankful, be grateful, be appreciative, be humbled by it for the rest of your life. But never, ever forget that your business is the system, but God is your source. The brook and the bird was the system, but God was Elijah's source. And God said at some point the bird stopped flying and the brook stopped flowing. And God let him know anytime God calls his, let's say you're in business and you get this big contract and man, it's blessed you this year and last year and the year before that. And then the economy shifts and suddenly you lose that major contract. It's so easy to just fall to pieces, but God's wanting to teach you something in that moment. He's wanting you to know that the river is not your source. He's wanting you to know that the bird and the widow is not your source. He's wanting you to come back to your real source, which is Him. And He feeds you by the hand of God. Well, where's that at in Scripture? In Exodus chapter 16, the Bible said that God sent manna from heaven in the wilderness to feed the children of Israel. And it says that there were certain families in the wilderness that had one piece of manna. And there were others that got three loaves and others that had six loaves. Because God will prosper you according to the size of your assignment. You know why God gave one tent, one loaf, and gave the next tent three and the next six? It's because they had more people in it. And God won't give you six loaves if right now your assignment is just one loaf. God will put in your heart to get there, but I'm thankful that He doesn't give us what we ask Him for. He gives us what we can manage. If God would have given me everything that I wanted Him to give me at every different season of this ministry, I wasn't ready for it. God lets us go through things to prepare us for what He can do. But according to the size of your assignment and the season that you're in, if you are a giver, if you're a tither, if you honor God, if you serve God, you worship God, God says, in every season that you're in, I will release the resources to do My will. And He said, I'll do it by the hand of man, and I'll do it by the hand of God. I'm gonna do things supernaturally. I just want to say there are still miracles of provision. God can still. How many of you are living in homes that you didn't ever think you would live in, but you know the truth is God has provided that home? Let me see your hand. I mean, how many of you drove a car today that you never thought you would get to drive? And you say, well, I'm not in that season. Be thankful for where you are and begin to praise God for what He's already given you. He's got more, and He'll bless you if you'll obey Him and you'll honor Him. I want you to put your hands together, and I want you to thank the Lord for all that God's hand has provided. That old song, all that I have needed, Thy hand hath provided. Look at the clothes. Look at the blessings. Look at the goodness of God. To God be the glory. Don't ever lose your humility. Don't ever lose your appreciation and thankfulness to God. He opened doors no man can shut. You found your way, and God has been good to you. Stir that up in your soul right now. Hallelujah. Anybody like your bedroom? Anybody like your sofa? Anybody like that Persian rug? Anybody like your apartment? You'll never get a house until you thank God for your apartment. Anybody like your Pinto? You'll never get a Mercedes until you thank God for the Pinto. If they still make Pintos. Hallelujah. I'm preaching myself happy. And God gave me this when I didn't see all the stuff that I see now. But I've seen the hand of man. I've actually had people come up to me and say, I don't know why I'm doing this here. And I could tell they didn't like me. And I just smiled and said, praise the Lord. See, to you, it's a story, but to me, it's a miracle. Even the building you're sitting in, that nice cushioned seat, it's a miracle to me. It's more than just a seat. We didn't have any of it, but it came from the hand of God. I don't know how it happened. I don't know why it happened. It's nothing but the provision from the hand of God. And if He'll do it for me, He'll do it for you. Don't you quit dreaming. Don't you stop believing for better things. Don't you dare lay down the life and let it kick you. You get up and stand up on your hind feet. And say, my God will supply all my needs according to His riches. Every one of your children will go to college if they want to. Every one of them, God will supply all that I need. The hand of God. Now somebody shout, I don't care. I don't care who came. Ooh. He'll make you the head and not the tail. He'll bless you in the city and bless you in the field. Man will try to block you out. But God says, where I bless and my hand blesses, nobody can push it down and destroy it.
Don't forget, the level of your attack will tell you two things. Number one, how valuable you are to God's assignment. And number two, the level of blessing that is waiting for you on the other side of this attack. Pray this prayer. Say, Lord Jesus, I give you my life. I put all my faith in you. And I know when I call on your name, it absolutely guarantees my salvation, cleansing, and forgiving by your blood and your power. I receive, Holy Spirit, your presence into my home, into my life, into my future, into my relationships. Heal every broken place. I give you my life in Jesus' name. Amen. And if you prayed that prayer, I would love to hear from you. I mean it. And we have a free devotional we want to send you. It's our gift to you and help you in your new walk with the Lord. Well, before I go, I want to say thank you to all of you who have contributed so generously in supporting our projects in Israel. Recently, I was invited to Washington, D.C. just a couple of weeks ago. I watched as Hamas, these terrorists, would pour gasoline on children. They would dismember and take off the heads of the parents in front of the children. I'm sorry I'm having to even talk like this. I watched all of that, and in response, we have pledged $1 million to aid in the establishment of the Resilience Center. This facility aims to provide, listen to me carefully, essential psychological treatments for survivors addressing issues such as PTSD, which is very real. Watch this and see how desperate your help is needed today.
I'm standing here in the Zaks house, the Zak family house in Kibbutz Kisufim, the first community that we introduce you to. On October 7, this entire family perished. When we walked after the atrocities of October 7 into this house, we saw the father lying here behind me on the floor with a knife in his hand. And in the shelter behind me, the mother in bed, hugging her son, both dead and both burned alive. But just like this instinct of a family to protect each other, to save each other, this is what we feel with you, Pastor Jensen Franklin, and your entire congregation. It was an instinct, a family instinct, to come and stand with us and to remind us that we are not alone. You are responding immediately because you know us. You know us already for many years before. And you committed to build a resilience center that will give us therapy for our communities to heal together. In these atrocities of October 7, we know that we will rebuild again. It will be painful and hard, but we know that with you, we can make it happen, step by step, together as a family.
Next week on Kingdom Connection.
Now, let me end with this. The last way that God blesses us is through the hand of your enemy.
This program has been sponsored in part by friends and partners of Jensen Franklin Media Ministries. For more information about this message and other ministry resources, visit us online at jensenfranklin.tv.